This Janet Meffer Today podcast is brought to you by Enemies Within the Church, a documentary that will expose the false teachers and underlying agenda to undermine the influence of Christ across the world. For more information, visit enemieswithinthechurch.com.
This is Janet Meffer Today.
Our confidence is in Christ alone.
Are we going to stand with God, come what may?
If the Word of God says it, I believe it.
And that's the way it is.
And now, here is Janet Meffer.
Thank you so much for joining us again. If you go over to Amazon.com right now, you can buy all kinds of books. You can buy Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler. You can buy the fabricated text of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And you can buy Milestones, the Manifesto of the Father of Modern Islamic Fundamentalism. But you know what you can't buy? Any book by Dr. Joseph Nicolosi. Now, you may ask, who's he? Well, the late Dr. Nicolosi was founder of the Thomas Aquinas Psychological Clinic in Encino, California. He was one of three founding members and president of the National Association for Research and Therapy of Homosexuality. And Dr. Nicolosi wrote several books about the practice of reparative therapy for people with unwanted same-sex attraction and supported mental health professionals who were working with same-sex attracted clients who were seeking to change. Now, up until just a few days ago, you could purchase Dr. Nicolosi's books on Amazon. No longer. Thanks to the zealous efforts of a homosexual activist, Amazon has now banned Dr. Nicolosi's books and the books of others, including ex-gay Christians as well. We're going to talk about this now with David Pickup. David is a Christian. He's a licensed marriage and family therapist. He facilitates authentic reparative therapy, now called reintegrative therapy, and he trained extensively under Dr. Nicolosi. He's a board member at NARTH. He's a co-founder as well of the National Task Force for Therapy Equality, which helped to defeat many attempted state bans of change therapy within the last several years. And David, it's just wonderful to have you with us. Thank you so much for being here.
Glad to be with you, Janet.
Boy, where do we start on this? You knew Dr. Nicolosi well. Tell people who he really was and what he really believed and what your reaction is to Amazon doing this.
Dr. Nicolosi, in my personal experience training with him for years, as well as my colleagues, was a man of the highest integrity. He carried no hatred or bigotry whatsoever to the LGBT community. And he was doing work specifically for those folks, mainly people of faith, as it of course turns out, who have unwanted same-sex attraction. This is a man of the highest integrity, the highest standards of psychological ethics and research. And he put down his research and his experiences and his methods for naturally resolving homosexual feelings, primarily in men, with the highest standards of psychotherapy, standards that are invoked for any kind of therapy, for anyone who wants to change any issue in their life, emotionally and behaviorally, but mainly emotionally. In short, he was the master at getting to the root of the problems of the causation of homosexual feelings and resolving them. And many of us are following in his footsteps. And so that's why it makes it such an egregious shock and tragedy that some company, the largest or one of the largest in the world, Jeff Bezos' Amazon.com, who actually is reverting back into history and starting to ban books.
Wow.
What's next?
Yeah.
The Bible or other self-help books? For people who have homoerotic impulses that's brought on by things such as sexual abuse, which happens all the time. Clients, about 50% of clients have sexual abuse histories. That's not everyone's case, but all of them have, who have unwanted same-sex attraction, describe these severely unfulfilled needs from childhood and severe cases of gender identity inferiority that can be resolved through Nicolosi-inspired psychotherapy. It works, it's real, and for Amazon to ban these books is, I don't know where we're going next, Janet. I'm afraid for people of faith, but I'm afraid for the world in general, because the last time the major push to ban books was, even though I hate harping back to World War II for the millionth time, that's what the Nazis used to do. There's pictures, them banning books. When's it going to stop?
Yeah, it's very disturbing. There's so many lies attached to all of this. The first of which is, apparently this all goes back to the work of one homosexual activist based in the UK who apparently admitted he never even read Dr. Nicolosi's books. And yet it says in the NBC story on Amazon.com banning these books that he is regarded, Dr. Nicolosi was, as the father of conversion therapy. Well, he didn't practice conversion therapy, David. What, I mean, do these people even have a clue? He didn't practice that at all. In fact, when I went to my first North conference several years ago, where I know where I first met you, one of the things Dr. Nicolosi told me was he said, you know, it's about meeting the client's goals. If the client comes in and says, I want help with these feelings, we'll help them. If the, you know, the only desire of the client is to say, I want some help dealing with my family, then we'll help them with that. Nothing could be further from the truth. He didn't force anything on anybody.
That's exactly right. And in my opinion, this gentleman who has generated one man through, admittedly, however, a large petition that did get brought out, but primarily through his work and his refusal to give up, to ban these books and to force his agenda onto people of the world, including the United States. Amazon received a petition with thousands of people who claimed the same false ideology. And so they just quietly, without any reason given to the public, Amazon banned the books. They took the books off and are not available for people. And it just makes me wonder where on earth we're going to get banned next and in what area.
Yeah, and you know what is so ironic about this was it was maybe 6 months ago, and I remember making a comment to my husband. You know, I really think I should go on Amazon and get some of Dr. Nicolosi's books because I think the time is coming where they're going to ban them. And I said, I never really thought I would be right about that, but they have removed A Parent's Guide to Preventing Homosexuality and a number of his other titles and titles from other people as well, Joe Dallas, Ann Polk. There are a number of authors now, according to this petition, fighting back against Amazon that have been removed from Amazon as well. But David, the thing that people need to understand is, yes, there was this petition, but basically Amazon removed these books not for any other reason than a heckler's veto. That's what it really looks like. Exactly. One guy got mad, a bunch of people jumped on the bandwagon. Well, then should Christians all get together by the tens of millions and demand that Amazon get rid of the Satanic Bible? Or do we believe that they have the right to sell everything if they want to?
We believe they have the right to sell anything if they want to. And actually, they can do exactly what they did, but that doesn't mean that Amazon now has shown their true hand. And their true hand means we're going to make the world in our image, and we're going to ban what we believe. They, in effect, have become part of the new left representation of worldwide morality and what they're going to do about it to form the world in their own image. And Christians have, people of faith, of all faith, they must speak up. And I want to make sure people understand they can still get these incredibly marvelous books of Dr. Nicolosi. All they have to do is go on my website. And by tonight, folks, by tonight, I will have another resource where they can order and get these books. You know, and in a way, Janet, because this gay activist, this this gay activist has called such attention to Nicolosi's books. Now we're going to get more attention for Nicolosi's books, which is exactly what we needed. So in a sense, even though we all need to protest and petition our own kinds of petitions that include the rights for everyone to produce whatever they wish, you'll be able to get those books and more attention hopefully will be paid to the landmark books of Dr. Nicolosi.
Yeah, that's in the upside of the whole thing. And I'm reading over, there was this Facebook post by this gay activist, Roger Allen, and this is kind of making the rounds now. And he talks about how his hard work paid off. We got the homophobic books pulled from Amazon, and he talks about how he did it. He put a post up on Facebook asking people to help him get a number of so-called homophobic books pulled from Wordery and Amazon. And one of them he mentioned was Dr. Nicolosi's book. But he just basically kept going back to the well, made a plan of attack, went on Reddit, went on Twitter, tried to get people to give bad reviews to the books. I mean, it was all a strategy. It wasn't somebody looking at the book and saying, this passage is dangerous and harmful. The guy didn't even read Nicolosi's book.
That's exactly right.
And I'll tell you what, David, this is what is so absolutely infuriating to me, that one person can get very upset about an alternative viewpoint and decide to go after truth tellers about homosexuality because he personally has a problem with it. And it had nothing to do with the actual alleged dangerous content of the book or other books that are on this list, now banned by Amazon.com. We're going to come back with David Pickup. You're listening to Janet Mefford Today. Stay with us. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded Christians who work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access health care so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237 or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com, and regain control over your healthcare costs. 855-585-4237 or lightyourliberty.com. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Socialism is being purposely dressed up in Christian choir robes by once trusted and very influential church leaders. Their gatherings are growing in numbers as they shelve the true gospel and replace it with a false one known as the social gospel. What is this agenda to undermine the influence of Christ across the world? And whatever happened to powerful biblical Christianity? Noted producers Judd Saul, Trevor Loudon, Curtis Bowers, and Pastor Kerry Gordon of Cornerstone Church have joined forces to create enemies within the church, a hard-hitting international documentary that will reveal the plans and the players behind this movement and shine a bright light of restoration and hope upon Christ's church. We encourage you to partner with enemies within the church and help them complete this important project. To learn how to help and to stay updated about the film, go to enemieswithinthechurch.com. And while you're there, be sure to enjoy a sneak peek of the movie. Go now to enemieswithinthechurch.com. That's enemieswithinthechurch.com. enemieswithinthechurch.com. Welcome back to Janet Mefford Today. Things are getting really disturbing out there. We are talking about Amazon.com's censorship. I thought there may come a day when this happened, but it is throwing me for a loop a little bit. They have now gone after both Christian and non-Christian titles, giving people hope for leaving homosexuality behind. And in particular, they are targeting Dr. Joseph Nicolosi, who is a secular therapist, died a few years ago. But my guest, David Pickup, was extensively trained by Dr. Nicolosi, and he is sharing some of his thoughts on what has just happened at the hands of Amazon.com. And you were saying before, David, that we are the people who are in favor of free speech. You know, I look at Amazon.com all the time and I see titles that are horrible all the time, content that's horrible. And I've never once thought about writing to Amazon.com and demanding they remove the books. This is the thing. If you're not on Amazon.com, and every author knows this, forget it. You might as well not write a book, because you need to be on Amazon.com if you are to get your book out there. That's why this is so important.
That's right. In short, the company is too big. They're taking over the hearts and minds and even de facto morals and de facto laws in terms of what is allowable, not in the letter of the law, because they're not a government, of course, but they, in effect, they function as what they think that the whole world, or what Christians, or what lay people, or what United States citizens must have and must not have. It sounds like a trip all the way back to the book 1984, yep. And these people are playing thought police, and it's dangerous, and it has to stop, and people must sign the petition that we started to get rid of this kind of mentality of Amazon. And personally, I think the government needs to do something about it, the real government of the United States, before Facebook and Amazon and the like get way too controlling in our lives. They already are.
Well, absolutely. And people can find that at change.org. And I've got a copy of this, and it has all the list of the books here, a whole list of books here that were banned now by Amazon that would give people hope if they had unwanted same-sex attraction. And I guess the testimonies of all the people, yourself included, David, who said therapy really helped me and really helped me through my trauma and some of the issues in my background that led to my unwanted same-sex attraction. I guess people like you and people like all the other many people who have been helped, they don't count. It doesn't matter, because one gay activist in the UK got upset who had never read the book.
Right. You're exactly right, Janet. But here's the real deal. I've had clients tell me, literally, these therapies have saved their lives. I've said for years, and I meant it, It's not just that it helps me. It helps save my life. Yeah. Emotional change and behavioral, of course, but emotional change. This is what the world, especially the LGBT people, do not want you to know. That's banning the book. Emotional change, even though it's a tough issue, granted, and it takes a while, but emotional change, because sexuality tends to be fluid, according to even the APA, it can change. And if you believe that these issues are not inborn, but are caused by, in short, traumas in your childhood, which is the case of every single client I've ever dealt with, almost every single client, then emotions can naturally dissipate and change through sound, in fact, Nicolosi-inspired psychological processes that are above board, ethical, in fact, quite wonderful and enlightening.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that also is really disturbing, a couple of things. One is when I'm reading through this NBC story about Amazon banning the father of conversion therapy books, which is, as we already said, he didn't practice conversion therapy. But one of the people they quote in this story is none other than Sam Brinton. Now, you and I know. Yeah. What is that? Tell people who Sam Brinton is, because I know we've addressed this before. But just for listeners who don't know who Sam Brinton is, tell us how much of a reliable source is Sam Brinton?
Sam Brinton, if you want a comedy or an activist that has set his teeth on destroying lives, that would be an accurate description of Sam Brinton. He is a dyed-in-the-wool LGBT activist. Now, he believes that he is truly correct, but he's reacting, in my opinion, as a therapist, from long, unresolved, highly traumatic issues that he had in childhood that he still has not resolved. This is the guy who wants to ban books and to ban therapy, who's been one of the main instigators of banning therapy through legislative testimonials in many states throughout the United States. And this is the same guy that loves and shows pictures on his website of having BSDNM sex. Ugh. He shows pictures of people dressed in leather dog costumes and how he beats them sexually into submission and things like this. This is the kind of thing that the left and this ridiculous NBC studio story, these are the kinds of people they're getting as testimonials. I'm not demeaning Sam Brinton. It's not my right to judge him in the slightest. But check the source, or consider the source, as the old saying goes. It's reprehensible that they're not ever making any kind of an effort to even give any lip service to those who know exactly what this therapy is all about, and exactly what they can do to give the full story, not just the LGBT activist complaints that are not founded on any truth at all.
Well, the entire story was from the gay activist point of view. Did they even call Narth? Did you get a phone call from the NBC reporter asking for your side of the story?
No, let me tell you and your listeners something here. Not to sound egotistical, but the Nicolosi Train Group, which includes me and about probably 15 others, we are the experts in the country for reparative therapy, now called reintegrative therapy. We know all about it. We've been trained for years. We've had success after success after success, documented strong anecdotal evidence, and even some research that indicates there can be change that is experienced. And we handle clients who actually make emotional changes in their lives. Many of these guys, by the way, are married. And now, today, they've lost the majority, or in some cases, all of their homoerotic feelings. And their relationships with their wives are very sexual. And I mean that in a loving context, within their loving marriage relationship.
Wow, that's saying something. Well, and here's something else that I found incredibly ironic in the story. This gay activist who was behind this push to get Amazon.com to ban Dr. Nicolosi's books happens to be a bookseller for a living. Now, how ironic can you get? So he sells books, but he also bans them in his spare time. That's a really nice way to live your life. Yeah,
exactly. We believe in free speech. Everyone who's a true American believes in free speech. We don't like it. But that's not the point. We believe in free speech. We don't like it when people who are LGBT and promote polyamorism and having sex with whoever you want to, men, you know, Andy, I mean, I could go on and on. You haven't even heard the half of it yet. There's other studies that have come out of the APA and how far they've gone to the left. But we do believe in free speech, so that means everyone has a voice. But ironically, the left, who are supposed to be the champion of the individual voice, have said no to this voice, and it's reprehensible.
Well, it is. And Amazon, as they even admit, removed one of the therapy apps from Living Hope Ministries because it had podcasts and articles and devotionals that they didn't like. So Amazon's on a really bad trail here, which leads some Christians to be asking the question, well, why would Amazon keep selling the Bible? I mean, if you read Romans 1 and Leviticus, you know, 18, how do you justify, other than the millions of people who would rise up and scream and yell? But we should be screaming and yelling about this too, David.
Exactly. And I'm hoping that these monumental earthquake shifts in the world that are happening through the LGBT activists, I'm not even talking about the rank and file. I'm talking about the LGBT activists who are doing vile things to people that they're really hurting, including children, by banning therapies like this. I'm saying that they should be able, they are the people who are making this earthquake happen around the world that is destroying human rights, and it just has to stop. And don't you think it's time for the mega church and the smaller church leaders, all of them, to start putting them, take a spiritual risk and start speaking up and out about all this going on today?
Yes.
In my opinion, they are not speaking up for children, for adults, and for the principles of America, even if they're going to Christian principles that are inherent within the American system, of which there are many.
Well, David, we're living out a little bit of that old line about, you know, they came for the bakers and the florists, and I didn't say anything because I'm not a baker, I'm not a florist. And then they came for the clerks in Kentucky, and I didn't say anything because I'm not a clerk in Kentucky. And then they came for the psychology books, authors who got banned, and I didn't say anything because I don't really believe in reparative therapy. Well, they banned Christian books, too. Well, I'm not an author. I mean, at what point do you say as a Christian, as a pastor, enough is enough? Do you see that our rights are being eroded here by these gigantic companies that have a virtual, you know, monopoly? We went through this, as you know, with our God's Voice conference, David, with Vimeo banning a church's account and all their sermons simply for posting the videos from our conference.
Yes. It's when are you going to act, folks? When are you going to act? And you know what? I know people can contact you and find out how to act. They can contact me on my website, davidpickuplmft.com. Don't hesitate. They've got the resources. We can help anybody, including pastors or ministers, whoever, and help them fight back, because there's a way to win in this country. We're not in a kingdom. We're not in a fascist government yet. And so we can fight back, and fight back with love and courage, but fight we will for the truth. And so the leaders of this country in matters of faith, they need to speak up.
Absolutely right, David. I couldn't agree more. People can check out your website, davidpickuplmft.com. And I also want to reiterate, change.org has this petition from Voice of the Voiceless that is going to Amazon to call on them to return these titles to the Amazon.com lineup. And again, it's not just the titles of Dr. Joseph Nicolosi, but also Christians like Ann Paul, Christians like Joe Dallas, and a whole lot of other people who are simply trying to give hope to those who are struggling with same-sex attraction or homosexual thoughts or desires or behavior. And it's just outrageous. So glad and so grateful for you, David Pickup. Thanks a lot for being here. We're going to come back on Janet Mefford Today right after this. This Janet Mefford Today podcast is brought to you by Enemies Within the Church, a documentary that will expose the false teachers and underlying agenda to undermine the influence of Christ across the world. For more information, visit enemieswithinthechurch.com. Welcome back to Janet Mefford Today. Well, in the recent presidential debates among Democrat hopefuls, Senator Bernie Sanders' idea of Medicare for all got a lot of attention. And CNN pointed out that for all the sharp exchanges, there was one thing that no one on the stage disputed: the end goal. Universal coverage in the United States is now the default position of the Democratic Party's top presidential hopefuls, even for those whose actual plans may not achieve it. And as bad as Obamacare has been for Americans, single payer is a nightmare that many of us pray will never see the light of day. But is there a better way? We're going to explore that now with Matt Bellis, Chief Communications Officer for Liberty HealthShare, a national nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry. Matt, it's great to welcome you back. How have you been?
Oh, I'm doing great, Janet. Yourself?
Doing great. Well, I guess this is kind of catching some traction here with a lot of candidates anyway. I don't know so much about the voters, if all the voters are on board with this idea. But what do you make of the fact that, you know, we're just talking about single payer now and we're going to have Medicare for all and more and more and more we're going to let the government intrude into our lives in this way?
Well, I can really sympathize with the basis where they come from, frankly, because it's no longer a secret that healthcare costs and the way that things are structured and how the system is operating is untenable.
Yeah,
it's unaffordable, and it's the accessibility is going down, not up. The problem where we see is that those who are calling for a single payer model or a Medicare for all doesn't fix those issues, it exacerbates those issues.
Yes.
You're taking a system that's already a third-party payer system, overly bureaucratic, doesn't have any kind of transparency to it, and you're just going to make that worse. And so we here at Liberty HealthShare say there is a better way. You can do it today. You can drop out of the system, and it can be a model for what people do for the future.
That's great. Can you explain for people who are tuning in for the first time and hearing you what Liberty HealthShare does differently to help people cover their medical costs?
Well, Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing ministry, a 501c3 nonprofit national healthcare sharing ministry. We're a group of individuals, men and women, all across the country who have gathered together to share in medical expenses with one another. We do that on a monthly basis by sending in what we call share amounts. Those share amounts go directly towards another member who has a specific particular need. And we do that without the aid of any kind of insurance program or government at all. It's a very simple system. It's basically what you would normally do whenever you were confronted with a situation that was unexpected and unaffordable. It would be your neighbors, your family, your community that you would turn to in times of need. And we've taken that model, and that's what we've done within Liberty HealthShare. Expanded your community all across the United States to people who have voluntarily joined this system of paying for health care, and we have folks ready, willing, and able to help you in your time of need.
Well, what do you think are the advantages, Matt, of going in the direction of Liberty HealthShare as opposed to private health care insurance or going on the exchanges of Obamacare?
Well, it's probably the number one thing that we look at and say this is a big part of what fixes the problems that are out there with health care today. What we have done with Liberty HealthShare is we have given power back to the individual patient.
Yes.
So that they have control over what they do with their health care. Now, that power of freedom also comes with responsibility. We are each individually responsible for our own health, health care, and health care bills. But the problem is whenever you have health care bills that you're responsible for, you have to pay for them.
Yes.
Well, that's when the community of Liberty HealthShare share medical bills with one another so that during those times of unaffordability and unexpected expense, we come together as a community to share in those medical expenses to get rid of them for you. And it's a very simple, easy system and process to go through.
Well, it is and one that a lot of people, more and more people all the time are signing up for because they are tired of the previous way that health insurance has been done and are really frustrated. I know we've talked about this before. The cost alone is driving people crazy.
It really are, and it doesn't make sense out there in the marketplace because, you know, what a procedure might cost you at your local hospital just down the road from that could be almost tens of thousands of dollars more. If you don't believe me, go try and price an MRI.
Yeah.
That's even if you can get the price of an MRI. because a lot of times hospitals and other folks don't publish their prices. Now, we've actually seen an executive order about price transparency, what that would actually do for an industry, whether good or bad. But that's the problem, is that we can't really know what a market-based system would do, because it's not a market within healthcare today. And that's a system that has been brought about by decades and decades of intrusion, of oversight, of restrictions, regulations within the healthcare marketplace that has brought us to this point. And it can only, frankly, get worse with more of those restrictions, regulations, and oversight.
That's true.
We're not advocating for removing the safety from healthcare, but we're advocating for the removal of bureaucracy. And thank goodness that's what healthcare sharing has done.
Well, you're right about that. So what sorts of expenses are shareable? When you sign up for Liberty Health Share and you take this new direction in, you know, seizing control of how you pay for your medical costs, what sorts of expenses are shareable under your system?
Well, a great way to look at it is anything that you would see as an unexpected accident, illness, any kind of disease that might crop up within yourself. Those are the types of things that we thrive on as a community, frankly, to share in. Heart attack, car accidents, you got a cold. We share in those things. And we also share in wellness visits. That's one of those things that a lot of people look at and say, well, why would you do that if you're just looking at more of a catastrophic idea? Well, frankly, we're in it as a community to ensure that you as a member of this community are taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
And so we want you to visit the doctor and check on your wellness and make sure that you are in tip-top shape. So those are the kinds of things that we share in. And if anybody wants to take some time to read about everything that we do, that material is available for them on our website. I wouldn't say it's the most engaging reading, but it is good to know those kinds of expenses that we do and don't share it.
Well, and it sure beats anything you would read with a .gov website ending. That's for sure.
Well, that's a good point, because we want to try and make this simple for people to understand, and it really should be simple for folks to understand what goes in their health care.
Well, and one of the things I really appreciate about Liberty HealthShare is how your members interact. This is a really different way than people will experience if they are using an HMO or a PPO or what have you. What sorts of feedback do you get, Matt, from your people about interacting with others online and being able to really form this community that you've talked about?
You know, it's interesting, because whenever people join Liberty HealthShare, they are very much attracted by the cost of what it is to be a part of a healthcare sharing ministry. But once they're a part of it, they start seeing the community aspect of it and realize that this is so much more than just a way to take care of your healthcare bills. This is a group community of people who are invested in each other's lives. You know, you can lie awake at night if you are, and thank your lucky stars that you are a part of a system that is helping people. And you say, thank God I'm a part of this, because I am able to take my money each and every month and give it to somebody else who has a need. And likewise, whenever I have a need, they're invested in my life. And so we communicate those things along with our share amounts. We send messages of hope and prayer and encouragement. And it's one of those things that we have seen have been very successful within our community.
Well, very good. Well, you can get all the information by going to libertyhealthshare.org. Matt Bell is with us. Always good to talk to you, Matt. Thanks a lot for being here again.
Thanks, Janet.
All right. God bless you. We'll be back on Janet Mefford Today right after this break. Janet Mefford Today is proud to partner with Preborn to help save babies' lives.
Well, my name is Dan Steiner, and I'm the president of Preborn. Ultrasound truly is a game changer. When a mom comes into a pregnancy center, under pressure to abort her child. Perhaps the dad's gone. Perhaps her mother is pressuring her. Most of the time in her heart, she doesn't want to abort. But what she needs is something that will give her the strength to choose life against the pressures that are forcing her to consider abortion. That's the ultrasound. If she hears her baby's heartbeat and sees that baby on ultrasound, everything's different.
Will you join us in saving babies' lives? Preborn funds pregnancy centers across the nation so they can offer free ultrasounds to women in crisis pregnancies. Ultrasound is a game changer because when abortion-minded women actually see their babies in their wombs for themselves, 80% of the time, they choose life. Would you please join us at Janet Mefford today to support the Ministry of Preborn? For $140, you can provide 5 free ultrasounds to women in crisis pregnancies. A gift of $22 will provide 1 ultrasound, and every gift helps. To donate, please call now, 855-402-BABY. That's 855-402-2229, or there's a banner to click at janetmefford.com. All gifts are tax deductible, and 100% of your gift goes directly towards saving babies. You can get involved, and you can help save a life for a gift of $140. 5 free ultrasounds will be offered to women in crisis pregnancies. Let's do more than talk about abortion. Let's save some lives. Please call now with your gift, 855-402-BABY. That's 855-402-BABY. 855-402-2229, or there's a banner to click at janetmefford.com. We are back on Janet Mefford today. I was really encouraged to see how many people are signing this change.org petition. We were talking earlier this hour about what Amazon.com did to Dr. Joseph Nicolosi, his books on reparative therapy and giving clients the hope of leaving homosexuality or same-sex attraction behind. Were removed, and we were talking with David Pickup about that. And there were a lot of other books on this list as well. But at change.org, there's a petition from Voice of the Voiceless, my friend Christopher Doyle's organization. David Pickup mentioned it before, and you can sign it, you can look it up. But they are petitioning Amazon to restore these titles to the Amazon lineup. And this is just part and parcel of big tech these days. You must fly the rainbow flag. I mean, there's no tolerance for any sort of alternative viewpoint, even though you have all of these people who have testified to the fact that therapy has helped them. And again, I want to emphasize as a Christian, I am not pushing psychotherapy. I am not pushing secular psychology. That's not the point for me, because I think we must recognize as Christians that we have to fight for freedom. That is part and parcel of what it means to be an American. Freedom of speech. And if we don't have freedom of speech and we turn into a country where our viewpoint is shut down, our biblical viewpoint is shut down, it's not going to bode well for the future, for our kids, for our grandkids. It's time for the church to stand up. And I wanted to wind into this another story that came out just a couple of days ago on The Federalist. And I thought this was a really interesting piece. This was written by Justin Danhoff. He's general counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research. He actually is the guy who goes around. We've talked to him before. He goes around to these board meetings of some of these corporations and brings up issues that are of concern to Christians and conservatives, especially the conservative viewpoint. And he has a really interesting piece here. I was called a KKK member for asking Amazon to support ideological diversity. What a shock. But listen to this. He asks, what do the terms Klan member, racist, and book burner all have in common? They were all charges leveled at me during Amazon's annual meeting of shareholders held recently in Seattle. What did I do to warrant such vitriol? I propose that Amazon consider increasing viewpoint diversity among its leadership. Well, you're not supposed to have diversity, not thought diversity. We can't have that. That would be wrong. This year, he said, Amazon faced more shareholder proposals than did any other publicly traded company. Nearly all the shareholder proponents joined a left-wing chorus demanding that Amazon move even further to the extreme. Yes, we noticed. There were calls and literal crying from Amazon employees requesting that Amazon somehow end all climate change. Oh, I'd love to see this. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall watching that go down. Amazon, please solve the planet. How did these hysterical investors suggest that the tech giant achieve such a feat? They didn't say. Then there were numerous leftist investors demanding that Amazon halt the sale of its facial recognition technology to police departments and local governments. To hear them tell it, Amazon's racist software would enable racist police to be even more racist. Then there was one far-left foundation that even suggested Amazon should remove all content from its site that the foundation deigns to be offensive or hate speech. Yeah, that's what they did with this homosexual activist over in the UK who didn't want Dr. Nicolosi's books or these homosexual, you know, hope books, as I like to call them, from being sold on Amazon.com. This is code, by the way, for removing conservative voices from the public square. Now, after enduring this liberal drivel, he said, I took to the mic to present our true diversity proposal. As the director of the nation's leading conservative activist investment group, I've watched company after company fold to left-leaning groups on many of these issues, including board composition. Amazon did that just last year. At the behest of some of the same liberal voices yelling at this year's meeting, Amazon adopted a policy that requires the company to interview a woman and a racial minority for all open board seats. The goal is to avoid groupthink. Well, this is a noble goal, but doesn't really work. He said, this isn't diversity. It's racism and sexism. Not all women think alike based on the fact that they're women. Not all Asian or Latino or Black Americans think the same based on their skin color. So he was making that point. And then he talks about the fact that Amazon is a leftist company and Jeff Bezos, who also owns The Washington Post, his personal animus toward President Trump. He pointed out how Amazon has even gone so far as to offer legal assistance to the battle against President Trump's executive orders on immigration and travel. Then there is Amazon's relationship with two of the nation's leading anti-conservative and anti-Christian organization, the Human Rights Campaign and the Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm telling you, Human Rights Campaign, they might as well rebrand themselves Big Gay, because that's who they are. They control pretty much everything as far as the narrative on homosexuality in this country, in almost every corner of every media outlet, except for Christian media. And might I just say, might I just throw this in here? Because I was thinking about this as well. Praise God for Christian radio. Can I say, praise God for Christian radio, for Bot Radio Network, for so many other great stations around this country, because we are not bound by these tech giants on the internet. And that is such an important, important blessing that the Lord has continued to give us the airwaves in order to preach the truth about Jesus Christ and about all of these values that we hold dear as Christians. But back to the story. I noted, he said, that Amazon is a leading sponsor of HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, a group that regularly opposes state-level religious freedom efforts and decency laws. Yeah, they do. They're radicals. Amazon's relationship with the SPLC is even more troubling. They allow them to use the hate map to determine which charities can get donations through Amazon Smile. So he's going through all this. He says, I pointed out the absurdity of this relationship, noting that the SPLC uses its fake hate list with completely subjective criteria by lumping pro-family and Christian groups in with the Ku Klux Klan. Many mainstream conservative and Christian groups are shut out of Amazon Smile because the SPLC doesn't like them. All of this points to the fact that Amazon has no conservatives in positions of power. All right, look where they're based. How many conservatives are in Seattle? No conservative board member would sit idly by while the SPLC was allowed to run the business's charity portal. It's inconceivable. That's why we think Amazon needs to institute a policy that considers viewpoint and ideological diversity. But such a suggestion was too much for the leftists in the room. They booed and heckled me throughout my presentation. And after my proposal, one representative from Arjuna Capital suggested that I was only there to protect white males. Then, after the meeting, a representative from the Nathan Cummings Foundation tracked me down to suggest I should get going so I wouldn't be late for my next Klan meeting or book burning. Well, that's ironic. This is the guy who introduced a shareholder proposal calling on Amazon to ban content. See how that works? It's projection. You guys are book burners. By the way, Nicolosi will no longer be available in any way, shape, or form on Amazon.com, along with Ann Polk and Joe Dallas and a number of other reparative therapists and people associated with NARTH. There's no place on Amazon for your kind. By the way, you're a book burner. Okay. So he says liberal intolerance for diversity of thought is both top down and bottom up. Amazon's board flatly rejected our proposal in the hopes of remaining a liberal enclave. Amazon's activist investors hate the thought of viewpoint diversity so much that they reacted with petulance and name calling. When you hear a corporation tout its supposed goals of diversity and inclusion, just know that this sentiment doesn't mean inclusion of conservatives or those with deeply held religious beliefs. Those folks, according to many on the left, are late for a Klan meeting. Well, who's acting like the Klan now? Well, in terms of diversity, diversity can be outward, but what's really critical for us to understand here is we are entering the age of thought crime. And we have been talking about this for a very long time. It's going to become really, really hard, I think, as the years go by, to hold to a biblical view of homosexuality and the truth that the Lord can change people and the truth that people do not have to be in that lifestyle for the rest of their lives because they're born that way. If we come along and we give people the hope of Jesus Christ, that's a threat. That's a threat to power. That's a threat to the political narrative. That's a threat to everything they want to do to propagandize, finish the propagandizing of the American public and people all around the world. And it is a formidable foe. I will say that. And I know we all know that. And I think this is why the church has been so silent. We got to stop, folks. We have to stop being silent. We have to stop rolling over and dying because we're afraid of being called homophobes. Enough is enough. Don't leave it to the Christians who are well known or the Christians in ministries. You need to do it. Where your kids go to school, talk to your kids about the truth of the Bible. Talk to your kids about the importance of free speech. Talk to your kids about the encroaching totalitarianism and the thought crimes that are beginning to be punished in these kinds of ways, because it's coming. There's no stopping it unless we speak out and we pray and we fight back. And I think we have never had such an opportunity in our country to be salt and light as we have right now. We've got to go. Thanks for joining us here on Janet Mefford today. We'll see you next time. God bless.